We have at this time of year lots of changes to the tefillah, and it's certainly well worthwhile davening from a siddur to make sure that one says the correct things, some of which are critical to the tefillah, some of which are less critical to the tefillah. So starting with the Shemona Esrei, the Amidah, we have a number of changes and insertions. At the very beginning in the first bracha, we insert a Zochreinu L'chaim. In the second bracha, we say Michamocha Parachamim. In the penultimate bracha of Modim, we say Chtov L'chaim Tovim. And in the final bracha of Sim Shalom or Shalom Rav, we finish off B'Sefer Chaim Bracha B'Shalom. These are all post-Talmudic changes to the tefillah. They were instituted by the Gaonim. Therefore, L'chatchila, one should say them. But if one's finished the bracha that one is saying, so you've said Magin Avraham or Mechaye Hametim, then you certainly don't have to go back and put them in. If you haven't yet said the bracha, then you should put them in and then conclude the bracha. But if they were omitted, then it's not critical to the tefillah. What is critical to the tefillah, though, is replacing Hakel HaKadosh with Hamelech HaKadosh. If one didn't say Hamelech HaKadosh, one just said Hakel HaKadosh as usual, then one has to correct this. So there'll be a number of scenarios. If you realize immediately, you say Hakel HaKadosh, ooh, and you correct yourself right away, Tok De Dibur, and you say Hamelech HaKadosh, so then that's fine. But if you've started on the next bracha of Atachonein, or you've waited your temik de dibur more than just 2 or 3 seconds, so then you're going to have to go back to the beginning of the Amidah, because we regard the first three brachot of the Amidah as being one bracha, and therefore you'd have to go back to the beginning of the Amidah. And if you finish the Amidah and you're either uncertain as to whether or not you said Hamelech HaKadosh, or you know that you didn't say Hamelech HaKadosh, so then you're going to have to repeat the entire Amidah. We've also got a change later on, which is the change from Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat to Hamelech HaMishpat. There we have a machloket between the Machaber and the Rama as to what one has to do if one gets it wrong. According to the Machaber, one has to repeat the or go back to that bracha, and if one's finished the Amidah, then repeat the entire Amidah. But the Rama paskens, and this is how Ashkenazim rule, that one doesn't have to worry if b'diavad one didn't say Hamelech HaMishpat, seeing as this bracha still includes in it the notion of Melech. At the very end of the Amidah, many nuschaot change the text from Hamavarechet Amo Yisrael Bashalom to Oseh HaShalom. This is actually a machloket in the poskim, whether or not one should make such a change. The Vilna Gaon said not to, but many sidurim and machzorim do have that change. Generally speaking, it's a difference in practice between Eretz Yisrael, where they tend to follow the minhagim of the Vilna Gaon, and Chutz La'aretz. And there, if one said the normal text, then again, it's not ma'akev, and one doesn't have to repeat there at all. A question that came up last night is a person who forgot to say Hamelech HaKadosh and has to repeat the Amidah. Do they say Atachon Antanu when they repeat, should they have said Atachon Antanu Havdalah when they repeated the Amidah? On the one hand, they'd said it in the first Amidah, so they'd declared that Yom Tov was over. On the other hand, it was an invalid Amidah. So the lomdus there might be that, you know, was this a proper tefillah? It just wasn't the tefillah that Chazal said that we should say on the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. It wasn't quite the right nusach, but it was a valid tefillah, in which case one wouldn't need to repeat Atachon Antanu in the second Amidah. Or do we say that it bichlal wasn't an Amidah, and therefore, even though the person said Atachon Antanu, they haven't said it as part of tefillah in any way, and they would need to repeat it in the second Amidah? I don't know what the answer is to that question, but if anybody listening to this shir has a good answer, then that would be helpful. It being Tanit Tzibur today, Tzom Gedalia, there are also other changes that we make. Mincha we say Aneinu in the bracha of Shomer Tefillah. Obviously, if one missed that out, then it's not critical. We also at Mincha change from Shalom Rav to Sim Shalom, but that's because we have Birkat Kohanim at Mincha, or in the absence of Duchening, Elokeinu Elokeinu Baruchinu Baruchah Meshuleshet. And our minhag is whenever we say that, we say Sim Shalom. Again, if a person erred in that regard, then it wouldn't be critical either. Ad Kan.